Moose Jaw. City crews removed 18 more trees this year than in 2023 that were infected with Dutch elm disease, dead. An increase partially attributed to the loss of an effective dead-fighting chemical. Between July 1 and September 30, 40 trees tested positive for the disease, while crews removed 103 infected trees compared to 85 last year, according to a third-quarter report presented during City Council's recent meeting. Many trees that crews removed were on private properties and in Waccamaw Valley. Cown. Heather Eby commented on the increase in dead infected trees and wondered whether that would continue and how the municipality could mitigate that problem. It is unfortunate that the numbers have been climbing the last few years, said Derek Blaise, Director of Community Services. One of the contributing factors would be some of the proactive chemical applications we've done in the past. The chemical we were using is no longer available to us, so we've had to eliminate that program. Residents can help by calling City Hall when they see a dead infected tree, which will prompt crews to go look, he continued. Furthermore, crews usually do 2 annual inspections across the city to determine trees' health. Anytime we can be proactive on catching early symptoms, it really helps contain any future spread, Blaise added. Blaise Q3 report said that his department planted 8 trees in Crescent Park to replace the ones that had been removed. He also told council that his department wants to replenish the areas, particularly in older subdivisions, where crews have removed trees. Other park issues. The Next Gen Car Club hosted its annual show in Tattawa Park, formerly the old Wild Animal Park, in late September, which proved to be popular, said Eby. However, it also increased traffic in that area of South Hill. So, Eby hoped the Community Services Department could do something next year to prevent similar issues from happening. Meanwhile, she noted that the department had developed a plan in Q3 to replace the 2 stone staircases on the north side of Crescent Park to make the area more accessible, with crews to begin the work once funding is available. She wondered if that work was scheduled in 2025 or just something the department hoped would happen. She also wondered if concrete would replace the rock stairs. With the car show issue, Blaise said he spoke with his recreation team and they plan to contact the car club and Moose Jaw Police Service to attempt to contain those disturbances next year. Regarding the Crescent Park matter, he said that the department doesn't have a final design yet and will budget appropriately once cost estimates are known. Furthermore, Community Services would work with the in-house grant writer to find funding and talk with the Crescent Park Foundation about partnering on this. Blaise added that the proposed design would see concrete stairs installed so they are safer and easier to maintain, while the department is considering installing pedestrian ramps on the Athabasca Street side for accessibility. Merging departments. Eby inquired about the Planning and Development Department and the Parks and Recreation Department, which merged into the Department of Community Services during Q3. Although it was still early, she wondered whether the merger was meeting administration's expectations. It's definitely added a lot more work. We have a number of vacancies in that area that we need to fill to really see some of the benefits, said Blaise, who noted that staff will be less overburdened once a manager of planning and development is in place. Meanwhile, the integration of staff from both departments has gone well, and he has found it to be a pleasure to work with employees in planning and development. We're looking forward to some big changes happening here in 2025, Blaise added. The next regular council meeting is Monday, December 16.